Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chumasaf Tzadi Vav, and we're starting near the top of the Amud with a brand new halacha, halacha Vav, and in the Vilna Shur Sadaf, it's right at the beginning of Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and today's office is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sarabas, Biakav Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us, Kalanach Bashim Zayim Zeh, anything that's pickled with each other, meaning if we have Isser and Heter, or Truma and Chulin, Mutarin, everything's permitted over here, because the Heter is not by Leia, it doesn't absorb any of the Isser. El imachasayos, except if we're talking about chasayos, which are very sharp vegetables like loaf, garlic, or onion. For example, chasayos shel chulin im chasayos shel truma. If we have chulin and truma chasayos being pickled together, or yerek shel chulin im chasayos shel truma, regular vegetables of chulin with chasayos of truma. In this case, aser. The chulin ones are aser because they absorb from chasayos of truma. Aval chasayos shel chulin im yerek shel truma mutter. But if we have chasayos of chulin along with vegetables of truma, so then they're mutter because the chulin chasayos which give off their flavor to the truma. And not vice versa. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Rabbi Yosi says, "Kol nishlokim im atradim asurin mipnei shein nois nintam." Anything which is shalak with tradim, which is machalik, is what tradim is in modern Hebrew. Teret is spinach, but that's not necessarily what we're talking about. In general, tradim is some sort of green. So anything which is shalak, which is a certain type of cooking with tradim, is going to be asur because it's nois nintam. It gives off a very powerful flavor. However, other types of things, let's say truma and chulin, that are cooked with each other, they're shalak. One does not necessarily impart its flavor into the other. Another din which we've had previously in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon says, Krov shel shakyo and krov shel baal. If we have cabbage from a field that needs to be irrigated, cooked along with cabbage from a field that does not need to be irrigated because it subsists off of rainwater alone, usser, one of those is usser, and the Gemara is going to explain which one it is, because it's bailea from the other one, and since the other one is truma, so the chulin one is bailea from the truma, and it's usser. Continuing on, Rabbi Kiva says, kol mispashlim zayim zeh mutarin. Anything cooked with each other is mutter, meaning anytime we have min b'minoi, it's the same min being cooked, one could be chulin, the other one could be truma, or one is kasher, the other one is not, still it's mutter because they're not bailea from each other, elim abasar, except for when we have kasher meat with treif meat. And Rabbi Yechmanuriyam, he tells us, kavad eseres ve'inan naseres, liver, aser, is that which it's cooked with, but it itself doesn't become aser, because it's so busy expelling, it does not absorb from that which it's cooked with. On top of the Mishnah concludes, an egg which is spiced with problematic spices, which means we hard-boiled an egg with truma spices, even the yolk of the egg is aser, because it absorbs. And we're saying that that time, that flavor goes through the shell of the egg all the way into the core, into the yolk. And lastly, make vashu, water that truma was either pickled or cooked in is aser to non kohanim. And now the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yechon clarifies the Mishnah, less kanech bashim. The girsa in our Mishnah is not pickled. It's not how we read it originally, that anything which is pickled with each other, kosher or not kosher, or truma and chulin, is permitted. That's not the proper girsa. Elon shlokin. Rather, if it's shaluk together, this certain type of cooking, then it's permitted. And that's because kavash koreseachu. Pickling is like heat. It's like properly cooking it together, not like shaluk, which is a different type of cooking. It's like proper cooking it together, and therefore, if we pickle things with each other, truma and chulin, for example, the chulin is going to be aser. Rav Chanina Tertullah says, b'shem Rabbi Shaya, chasis b'chasis, if we have chasis together with chasis, min b'minoi, and it's the same min, Rabbi Kiva mati racham aisrin, Rabbi Kiva says it's mutter, because it's min b'minoi, and the chum say it's aser. Now Rabbi Yasa says, b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, qualifying this machlokes, madim chacham Rabbi Kiva, chum agreed Rabbi Kiva, b'basa b'basar, shu mutter. That if it was meat and meat together, that type of min b'minoi, that it's mutter. So Amr Zair Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Zair asked Rabbi Yasa, "V'ilu loy atis amrus hada." Even if you wouldn't have told us this, loy avina yadin duchein, wouldn't we have known that that's so? It's obvious, since we see very clearly that the machalkes Rabbi Kiva and the Chum is with chasayos. So obviously the Chum agree with Rabbi Kiva when it comes to meat. So why are you saying that the quote of Rabbi Yechanan is that the Chumim agreed with Rabbi Kiva when it comes to meat? That's obvious. And therefore, continues Rabbi Zaira, V'dilma loyas amris, perhaps the real quote in the name of Rabbi Yechanan is Ella, rather the following, Mighty Rabbi Kiva la Chachamim, that is Rabbi Kiva who agrees with the Chachamim, Bibasar Bibasar, Shu Asr, that when we have two of the same type of meat cooked with each other, that it's Asr, and that would be a Chiddush. And Asr Bavo came, and he said this quote, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Mighty Rabbi Kiva la Chachamim, that is Rabbi Kiva agrees with the Chachamim, Bibasar Bibasar, Shu Asr. Then when meat and meat is cooked together, that's aser. And Rav Chinuna Shamalam in the Basra, Rav Chinuna learned this very same thing from the end of our Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Rabbi Kiva says, "Kol mizbashlam zeim zeh mutarin chutz min abasar." Anything that's cooked with each other, meaning any min b'mino that's cooked with each other, is mutter except for meat. Mashma, habasar, basar, asar. That if we have meat cooked with meat, kosher, and treif, then the kosher is going to be asar because by laugh from the treif. However, the Gemara is chayzer from all of this because bottom line is, Rabbi Yossi did quote Rabbi Yechanan saying that the Chachamim agreed with Rabbi Kiva in regards to something. And all of this that we were just saying now is that the quote is Rabbi Kiva agreed with the Chachamim. But that wasn't the original quote in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. So therefore, the Gemara goes back and says, Dilmas Amris, maybe this was the quote in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Ella, rather the following, Maidim Chacham, Rabbi Kiva, it's a Chacham agreeing to Rabbi Kiva, but Basar Basar, Shu Asar, that if meat is cooked with meat, then it's Asar. In other words, since we see that Shitas Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah, and over here we have this quote from Chanina Tertah in the name of Rabbi Shaya, that Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham argue in regards to Chasayas, so the question is, what about meat? And that would be the proper quote that the Chacham agreed with Rabbi Kiva, that when we have meat cooked with each other, Min Beminoi, that it's Asar. And we actually have this very same line, Rav Chananya quotes Rabbi Vo, says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Maidim Chacham, Rabbi Kiva, B'basar Basar, Shu Asar. And in this way, we're able to uphold our original girsa of our quote in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that it's a Chacham who greets Rabbi Kiva in regards to something and not vice versa. Now we explain the next part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer Krushal Shakev Achulu. We had said that if there are two types of cabbage cooked together, one from an irrigated field and one from a non-irrigated field, and one of those cabbages is a truma, so then the other one absorbed from the truma and it's Asar. So then we clarify which one is which. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Yisrael says, Havin and Savrin Meimar, originally we want to say, Shal Baal Baileya, that cabbage that comes from a non-irrigated field, it subsists off of rainwater alone, that's what's Baileya, that absorbs. However, Tzai Design Amar Alpha on top, Min Ma'ad Amar Rav Huna, based off of that which Rav Huna had said, Sav Min Eva Vahav Laplufa, take from the core of the cabbage and give the leaves to the Kaihanim, Hada Amra Shal Shaki Baileya, that tells us that it's the one that comes from the Shakev field, the irrigated field that doesn't subsist just off of rainwater, that's one that absorbs. And this we had spoken about earlier when we had brought up this case, cabbage which is grown in a field that needs to be irrigated by man, and again, it's not just sufficient to have regular rainwater, those types of cabbages are very thirsty. They always need to be watered, and even after they're picked from the ground, they're always going to be bileya. And so if a shakya cabbage is cooked with a baal cabbage, and the baal cabbage is truma, so shakya cabbage is actually usser, and the only part of it that would be mutter that wasn't bileya is the core. But the leaves themselves have a status of truma, and they would have to be given to a kain. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.